BBC News, hello, I'm Gareth Barlow. President Trump has sacked his top cybersecurity official for having issued statements in defence of the integrity of the recent elections. Kat Wiener reports.
In a tweet, the president accused Christopher Krebs, the director of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Secure Agency, of having made a highly inaccurate statement in relation to the poll. Mr. Krebs' sacking had been widely expected after the agency's website reposted a statement from electoral officials which called this month's election the most secure in American history. Mr. Krebs also shared posts which dismissed unsubstantiated allegations of voter fraud. Mr. Trump has consistently refused to concede the election.
President Trump's decision to halve the number of US troops in Afghanistan before he leaves office in January has faced criticism, including from within his own party. The Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cautioned against any major change in foreign policy.
I think it's extremely important here in the next couple of months not to have any earth-shaking changes with regard to defense and foreign policy. I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
The former U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel, who served in the Democratic administration under President Obama, described it as unwise.
These kinds of decisions, 60 days before a new president assumes office, are usually left to the new president, the incoming administration, because it'll be President-elect Biden who has to deal over the next 4 years with Afghanistan and troop withdrawals and all our national security issues. So I don't think this was a very wise move by President Trump.
Mexico says its former defense minister, Salvador Cienfuegos, will return home to be investigated after drugs and money laundering charges were dropped against him in the United States. The foreign minister, Marcelo Ebrard, said he'd spoken to the U.S. Attorney General about the case. Will Leonardo reports.
Marcelo Ebrard said he viewed the dismissal of charges as a sign of respect for Mexican sovereignty. Salvador Cienfuegos, who for 6 years was a key figure in the war on drugs as defense minister, had reportedly agreed to return if the US charges were dropped. The arrest of a former top Mexican official had blindsided many and strained cooperation between the two countries on tackling drug trafficking. A court filing in the US said that sensitive foreign policy considerations had outweighed interest in prosecuting the case. General Cienfuegos, who has denied the charges, will now face investigation at home. Mr. Ebrard said he'd received evidence from the United States.
Ethiopia says its forces have made major military gains in northern Tigray and are marching on the regional capital Mekelle. The Tigrayan insurgents say they're putting up resistance at another town, Almata. Refugees are continuing to pour into Sudan. World News from the BBC.